You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
All right, here I am in the live stream. It is March 12, 2017, in the year of our Lord, or I'm supposed to say in the year of our Lord, 2017. I'm here in the live stream. I'm joined by Folius Hadius, whose icon displays the Swedish flag. Hello, Folius Hadius.
Yes, hello, Abrado.
Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, same to you. And now I have bought a headset, so I think you can hear me a little bit better now.
Oh, yes, yes. Forgive me, I'm just inviting fellow fakeologist Andreas Unreal to the chat. Of course, he has got 800 email addresses. I don't know which one to use. 500 email addresses. What have you been researching these days lately?
Yeah, I've been on a lecture today, actually. With a guy who have written a book about that our Prime Minister, Olof Palme, he wasn't actually killed, just like John F. Kennedy.
Oh, right. Do you think he really was killed, or was he just taken out like JFK was?
I think it's like, just like JFK, so it's a minor version in Sweden of the JFK murder.
Right. Or simulated murder, I like to call it.
Yes, yes. We had Ole Damegård also who talked about it, but he have a different theory. He thinks it's a NATO team that should take Olof Palme out, similar as the Swedish, some kind of Swedish team. But I think this guy's theory is a little bit better.
Yeah, Ole Damegård, who I think he speaks well for the most part, he refuses to believe that the JFK assassination was simulated. He thinks that's crazy. At least that's what I remember him. I talked to him off air at one point, and that's what he said. Well, if you'll allow me, Folius Hadius of Sweden, I was just playing a link. I was going to play it into the stream of Ordway, Merloni, and Foria in the morning. They were discussing some transvestigator and as you know, I have a sublog called egi.fakeologist.com where I discuss elite gender inversion, which I have a funny feeling is real. I'm not positive. I'm never completely positive, but I have a funny feeling it is real. And this mainstream, I think Boston radio station was mocking Mr. E3000, and someone just posted a link to that radio archive, so I'm going to play it now. Would you like to listen to that?
Yeah, I can listen to it.
What's your take on elite gender inversion?
I think it's a big possibility, but I've looked at Jungle Surface, some of his videos, but after a while you get an impression that everyone is transgender or something, and I think maybe it's not so many, but it must be a few that are transgender.
Yeah, Jungle Surfer is a little obnoxious for many people to listen to. I do subscribe to him, so I'm not going to put him down too much, but I'm not sure his delivery is a great way to get new researchers into the field.
No, I kind of agree with that.
I think the best researcher that we have on the interwebs is probably Unreal. Unreal's done a fantastic job, and hopefully he'll be able to join me and you shortly and listen into this. But I'm going to play this now and have a listen, have a peek, have a listen, and let's see what they have to say here. This is, here we go. It's a bizarre video blogger says Tom and Giselle are transsexual Illuminati. Yes, well, Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen are the biggest sports stars in New England. And I do believe that Mr. E3000 said Gisele Bündchen is probably a male to female. He was also saying that Tom Brady is the opposite. I don't know about that one. I don't see the female to males as easily, and I'm not sure, but Gisele Bündchen definitely has some definite male features, least of which, or the most of which, is the skeletal frame. You cannot change the hips. You cannot change the cue angle. It's difficult to change. Well, you can't change the shoulder width ratio to hip ratio. And I believe she fails the female definition on all counts. Let's have a listen to the mockery, shall we? This is what the mainstream media, this is what they do best. They can only mock. They don't dispute with facts. Let's have a listen, shall we?
Yeah, of course.
Featuring Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
You notice how they play that music is from the Twilight Zone, if you're familiar with that music.
You know, unfortunately, with social media the way it is today, there are all sorts of whack jobs out there.
This one, maybe the wackiest.
This is by far the wackiest. It's not even close.
I don't know.
Not even close.
I think you guys got to open your minds. Start thinking outside the box. It could be a possibility.
Yes. I would reference it, but so be it. Okay, so here we go. We're talking about a wacky conspiracy theory from blogger Mr. E3000.
Okay. Now everyone thinks we're full of crap.
He's not a blogger. He's a YouTuber. He has just as much legitimacy as these idiots on paid radio. That's the beauty of the internet. Everyone is on the same level. Not the same distribution level, but everyone has the same broadcast quality. And no one's listening to mainstream radio much anymore. So these people, I found this podcast, I found their radio show chopped up as a podcast, which is quite smart. And here we go.
3,000. He's like a legitimate guy. He's got like people following him, and he's into some wacky stuff.
Mr. E3000. Okay.
He believes, he claims, and he's got evidence to back it up, that Gisele Bündchen and her husband, Tom Brady, are a textbook example of Illuminati trannies.
Wait, transgender Illuminati?
Yes, sir. Blogger Mr. E3000 believes that the Brazilian babe and her athlete beau are not only part of a huge underground organization, but transgender.
So a whole underground, a whole underground subculture of hot, successful couples.
Yeah, they got cards and carrying.
It's like Cindy Crawford, George Clooney, all those types, right?
All part of it. Yeah.
Okay. David Beckham and Posh Spice, all of them are part of it.
Gisele and her husband, Tom Brady, pose for pictures, but one conspiracy claims they're hiding a few secrets. The blogger, Mr. E3000, performs a detailed analysis of the power couple's body shapes, which he claims show their true sex.
Okay.
In his YouTube video, Mr. E3000 explains, he alleges that five-time Super Bowl winner Tom Brady is actually a woman, and Victoria's Secret model Gisele Bündchen was born a man.
Is Tom Brady a woman? A female to male? Illuminati tranny? He's got this indentation right there. That's the most narrow part of his torso is right here, which is what you'd find in women. That's just a medical fact. That's just a scientific fact that females have wider hips than men. It's because of the pelvic.
That's pretty good. He's actually playing the video. I was going to play the video, but he's playing it. 40,000 views so far. Put up November 6, 2016. That's pretty good.
Yeah, if we can trust YouTube.
Well, I can trust YouTube in the sense that I can trust them to present information. Of course, Mr. E3000. We have to judge him like we judge everyone else, but he puts what I would say is some pretty concrete facts about certain female features. Anyway, let's continue.
Bones underneath. Something seems a bit off with his chest. Girly face.
Look at
see
his
her body?
Picture.
She has this little indentation right there. That's a masculine feature. Some photos are a little bit photoshopped. Other photos, she's bending her back to give the illusion of that hourglass figure, but it's just an illusion. Wow. Again, you can kind of see it here. It gets narrow right there. You only find that in women. That's because of the underlying bone structure.
Dead giveaway.
Oh, God. It's all science. How can you question science?
So he's basically going through the body and checking him out, like her arching her back, like the cleft that in his chin. His body, okay, you are right about one thing. He does have a female physique, especially when you look at the combine picture. You look at that combine picture with his shirt off, That's got female written all over it.
No, it's just got like not male.
Yes, okay,
all over
so
it. Like,
alien-esque.
It's just, like, sloppy.
Sloppy.
Why
would you even?
But when I saw Brady without his shirt off at the combine, I didn't think that's a woman.
You wouldn't think transgender Illuminati.
But I didn't study the belly button.
The belly button.
If I looked at the belly button, something might have been off.
It's a giveaway.
He also thinks.
Did you ever look at his belly button and notice that something different in the locker room? Didn't you look at it?
Yeah,
say,
the first thing I'm
in
looking
the shower,
at.
Something different there.
Totally.
You never
had button.
This was never a question for you.
Somebody questioned him on his manhood one time, but it had nothing to do with.
He had that little man purse.
Yeah, it was like it was more about the way he dressed. It was more metrosexual. Yeah. Like
metrosexual, tranny.
I mean, you're flirting with
it's
it, right?
Close. Yeah, you're right there on the edge. This is science. Hey, listen, did we question the ideal gas law? Why are we questioning this science?
Oh, so that's the man part.
That's what I mean. Just
so
open
now
your,
I need an explanation, Paul, on the Illuminati part.
Here's the Illuminati part of it. The Illuminati sign, that's the sign of the Baphomet. That's the sign of the androgynous god. A little bit of 666 action going there. Maybe she's just twirling her hair, but this is a model. She knows when she's being photographed, and she knows what to do with her hands. Again, the devil horns. You see those all the time. I don't think she's a Ronnie James Dio fan. Neither is George Bush or the Pope. And this is the sign, the finger pointing towards the eyes. That's a Freemason, Illuminati type of sign. One author says that the V sign is a sign of the horned god of witchcraft, Baphomet, androgynous male and female goat god. It's basically telling you she's a tranny. When they do this, it means I'm an Illuminati tranny. That's what that means.
Just flat out called Giselle a tranny?
Can I tell you? We're screwed. I mean, as a society, it's over. We're screwed.
This guy also thinks Ciara is a man.
This guy,
Charlize Theron.
This guy
is Illuminati tranny extraordinaire.
This guy,
so that's like a whole nother level.
Taylor Swift, Jennifer Aniston, and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, please,
they've all been unveiled.
George Clooney is a demonically possessed. Chance.
Right, there might be something. There might be something to that.
Look at his wife. She's got some devil looks.
Exactly.
There
might be something to that.
I believe in it. Okay.
There's another sign of the devil horns. You know. Yeah, and that means other things too. But when it's coming from an Illuminati tranny, good chance. You should give him the devil a shout out. So is Tom Brady. That's Tom Brady on the left when he's a little boy, or was he a little girl? What is going on? He's some kind of super athlete, right? Was he a genetically engineered super transgendered athlete? Look at how feminine he looks there. That's the house they live in. That's an Illuminati tranny house. Look at this thing. Illuminati trannies live in these kind of houses.
Do?
Yeah.
The Illuminati thing is one thing, but when did trannies come into the Illuminati?
I don't
Is that part of it? Is that
part of it? They're a different society.
I got to go back to the whole Da Vinci Code. The Illuminati is what again? Like a whole like underground
control the power of the world.
Yes. They're setting up for the New World Order, I believe.
Yes. No, that's a wrestling organization. New World
Well,
Order.
You think it is. No, you think that's,
that what it is?
Yes, you think it is.
So Hulk Hogan, when he left the WWE, back when it was a WWF, he went to the New World Order, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was also an Illuminati trainee also. So I love how he's like.
What is wrong with the? We opened up this interweb thing, and we get these knuckleheads.
When it's coming from an Illuminati tranny.
Oh my God! Please.
Or was he a little girl?
Look at his house. That's a tranny's house.
Has anybody checked out Garoppolo's belly button?
That's an Illuminati tranny house. Look at this thing. Yeah. Illuminati trannies live in these kind of houses. Many analysts and sports writers consider Brady to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
God,
he's got kind of perfect looks, doesn't he? He's a little bit too perfect.
Yeah.
Are they designing super athletes, super models, super soldiers? Like in A Brave New World, written in 1931. Abolition of natural reproduction. Human embryos are raised artificially in hatcheries and conditioning centers. Breeding and development of children predestines them to fit into one of five ranked castes.
Trump's doing it in the Lincoln Room in the White House right now.
Elite. They gain the whole world, but they have lost their souls.
This guy actually thinks that
he believes this.
Charles Manson and George Bush are the same person.
Hold on, there are some Democrats that thought that. What do you think?
What do you think his daily life is like?
Do you have a picture of him?
This guy's a whack.
You have a picture of him?
Think he goes to a restaurant and he's just like, are you my waiter? Are you really a woman? Am I really eating steak?
God, Alex Jones was out there. This guy's...
Well, they are a little too perfect, right? I mean, they are the perfect couple.
Okay, so some people are perfect. You're a lot more perfect than I am when I look at you.
Illuminati trannies live in these kind of houses.
I would say if anyone's an Illuminati tranny.
I don't call you that.
You.
It could be you.
I've heard about your house. I've heard stories about your house. You're right over there on the water. I mean, you got the basement finished. You got the studio.
Who's going to have his basement finished in about 3.5 years?
Look at those little.
I don't think she's a Ronnie James Dio fan. Neither is George Bush or the Pope.
Oh,
or was he a little girl?
Is he a tranny, the Pope?
I think we need to look at Glenn's tiny little
Fourier, who, of course, played for the Seahawks, the Pats.
Same guy.
Outstanding tight end, right up there with any of the greats of the game.
It's the same guy. And maybe
evolution
the same person.
Of natural reproduction.
Let me see. Take your shirt off. All right. Okay. All right. Take your shirt off.
Come on. It's Friday.
Oh, my
come
God.
On.
My eyes.
Come on.
My eyes.
Ordway, let me see your belly button. No, let me see your belly button.
Is it an innie or an outie? Hey,
look,
is it an innie or an outie?
I can almost see my...
They're mocking the belly button. Now, the belly button has nothing to do with the analysis other than to be a reference point to where the hips start or end. So it's funny. Well, it's classic deflection, deception, how these guys refuse to even address one single point that he makes. And they take off on the word Illuminati, which is a word I probably wouldn't use. Because that word Illuminati has been thoroughly misused as just sort of a mysterious, all-seeing power structure that has too many negative connotations for conspiracy researchers.
Wait, what?
Quick rundown. He's obsessed with trannies. Did you guys know Ciara?
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Charlize Theron, tranny extraordinaire.
So what does that make Russell Wilson?
Does that make him gay?
I don't know.
Halle Berry. Man.
She's a man, baby.
Nuclear weapons don't exist.
We are screwed.
Lady Gaga. Man.
I might believe that.
Hold on. There's been a lot of plastic surgery there. I don't know. Maybe. She might have
Spears.
You might have
some. Man. Madonna. You
definitely
guessed it.
Man.
No
definitely
question about
man.
It.
She talks like a man, baby.
Beyonce. Faking her pregnancy right now.
Okay, I buy that.
Padding.
And Raquel Welch, also a man.
Okay. That's an odd mix. You throw in Raquel Welch, who's like 90 years old.
He's got to appease the...
Now he lost
the old, I was on board. I was like, all right, there's something there until Raquel Welch.
This, what a whack job. I mean, this is unbelievable that this planet now has these people. And they have
right
they have
now,
a form.
Glenn is like sending secret text messages to the other members of the Tranny Illuminati. Like, they're onto us. They're onto us. Go to the safe house.
I'm telling you, I'm a big fella. You're more likely to
the
be.
The drones are following
you're more
me.
Likely to be one than me.
No, I'm not. You, if anyone
you are too
me,
pretty. You are too pretty. That's
please.
You are.
Please. You see my you hair? Come on.
That's
I'm
a good sure. point.
Come on. Yeah, stop it.
Yeah,
you, got pretty, you got pretty
your
hard.
Hair looks like a Brillo pad yeah, these days.
Okay.
Don't you use
brush
product?
It.
Use
I don't
product.
Brush it like you do.
Put some product
nobody
in there.
Nobody brushes their hair more than you do.
I do brush
nobody is seeing you.
Right.
Right now, you're brushing your hair. Like he has earbuds, so he can brush his hair on a regular basis.
I have to wear headphones. You take the headphones out, you brush your hair. At the end of the show, I brush my hair.
For what reason?
Because I want Dale to come in and like me.
Oh, really, that's what it really is.
So why do you brush your hair? Let's get to the bottom of this.
When I take my headphones off at the end of the show,
why do you
brush
your hair?
Why?
But why?
Why
we all have headphones on.
No, why?
Because I want to look good in front of you.
For what?
Okay. You get in your car and you drive home.
No more jokes. It's for Dale.
It's a thing.
No more jokes. Why? Why do you brush your hair?
I have to leave it too. I have to go to my meeting.
He can't take
the
meeting.
You know, he's hiding it.
Take a call.
Let's take a call.
Hey, we got to go to break.
Why do you brush your hair after a show?
Is it vanity?
Why do you brush your hair after a show?
I just told you.
With a brush.
Is it vanity?
Because these headphones go off.
Yep.
And your hair's all messed up with the headphones. Isn't your hair messed up?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you have so much grease in it, it doesn't
move.
No. That's your problem.
Oh, it's racial. He's getting all ethnic.
No,
it
is.
He's profiling you.
It
grease balls.
No, it does.
It is. But I drive home. I don't do my hair before I jump in the car and go home and see my family.
It's like a nervous tick.
Let's go to the phone. Rich is in a car. Hi, Rich.
Still don't have an
answer. Hey, Rich.
How we doing today?
Good, Rich. Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, man, you know, I think you guys have taken probably 7 or 8 minutes of my life that I will never, ever be able to get back.
You're not buying into this theory?
Oh, no, man. You know, if you put lipstick on a pig, you still have a pig. This guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He's out there. I mean, oh, man. No, I don't care. Talk about Garoppolo. Anything but this craziness. It's insane.
So what do you think? Garoppolo, tranny?
Oh, yeah, he's way too good looking.
His eyebrows give it away. Absolutely.
So you actually don't believe this is a thing, right? You don't believe there's a cult.
Wait, you think Brady's actually a man?
I mean, you know he's an alien, right? He's some form of alien. No one could be that good, that old, and have a wife that hot.
Good point.
I mean, meals, everything. He's perfect, right?
His health together. Gets better by eating spirulina.
Yeah. I mean, who eats spirulina? Nobody. Goats and aliens.
Right.
You look behind Brady's ear. There's a little microchip behind his left ear. You can see it.
I believe that.
I think Kevin Costner. I think he's like half fish.
How do you think he reads those defenses so well, right?
How do you think he knows all the answers to the test? How do you think he knows all the answers?
Because he's been here before.
Yeah, he's replaying his life over again.
Absolutely.
I believe it.
Okay. All right, Rich, I'm sold.
I'm sold.
All right, let's get to more
get to
of
the
your
brush.
Phone calls.
You want to get back? Conversation you want to get back?
Want to get back to real football?
Yeah.
Can I throw one thing out there?
Go ahead.
Because I was obsessed with it this morning, listening to Kirk and Callahan. Because I don't know about you guys, but
Mutt
I was glued into whether Mutt is going to be the guy or not.
Yep. He's earned it.
I got into the poll.
Pay
the
man his money.
Okay, I want Mutt to be part of it. And the reason I want Mutt to be part of it, because it sounds to me like Mutt would get a huge raise over what he's doing right now. He wouldn't make an awful lot of money. And there'd be plenty of money left over so they could actually supply the studio with some heat. Right? They're holding up the heat in the studio because they don't know how expensive it's going to be to hire this third person in Morning Drive. What other reason that would there be that they throw us into
what
a studio?
What do you think it is? 62?
61, 62 degrees in here. Can we get a little thermostat and bring it in here?
Yeah, we can do that.
That one doesn't work. Engineering have one?
Oh, they do.
Space heater.
You could do a space heater. Has it. Larry Johnson would go up.
Well, I think that's all there was to the radio show. That was hardly worth playing. I'm sorry to bore everyone who's listening into that, but this shows you the status or the status of morning radio. It's pretty unlistenable. So this is another reason why I listen to podcasts and broadcasts, because not only are they commercial free for the most part, but they're way more interesting. Unless, I guess, maybe these sports shows are interesting to people into sports, but I ain't one of those people. What do you say, Folius?
No, I used to be interested in sport, but now it's not so much of an interest for me anymore.
No. So do you think there's any... a lot of people say, is there anything really to this whole EGI or elite gender inversion? What do you think it's worth looking into from a fakeologist point of view?
Yeah, of course. There's something there, I think. The sister Venus and the sister Williams, I think, actually is a man. They're the most obvious case.
Yeah, you don't think that they're just what a female would look like with heavy testosterone? I don't know if their skeletal structure has been deconstructed by some of the top transvestigators at the moment, but...
All right, today we're going to talk about...
Posting some of this guy's comments on another YouTube. Yeah, those two are definitely very odd looking if they're females, unless they're females that take tons of testosterone.
Yeah, and there's no woman who beats them in tennis.
Yeah, that seems to be the way. That seems to be the purpose of that. And pretty shocking as well, John Humanity did a video today on the female UFC fighters. Ronda Rousey is one of them. She's the most famous one over the last year. And he transvestigated her, and it makes more sense that he's a male posing as a female, and that's basically why we're seeing such violence with women, which is very, very unnatural, even for men, but for women it's doubly unnatural. So tell me a little bit more about the conference you attended.
Yeah, it was... 2-3 hours speak, and it's a person who have investigated the murder of Olof Palme And I bought this book. It's 500 pages, so I will start reading it as soon as I can.
What's the name of the book?
Unexpected Turn in English. En oväntad vändning in Swedish. And he has sent it to a lot of journalists, and he hopes that they will pick it up. But since I listen to a lot of your speak, I know that no one will pick it up because they only do what they are told by their owners or their bosses.
So do you think his book is approved by the, as Miles Mathis called them, the governors?
No, I don't think so. He and some of the persons he knew told that they had been a case of attempted murder and so on. So they feel threatened and so. And I couldn't tell if I don't think he lied about that.
He said that someone threatened his life. The guy that wrote the book.
Yeah, and some people who got close to the truth about the murder. It's a lot of a long list of people who have died suspicious deaths around the Prime Minister Olof Palme murder.
Do you think that's real, or just part of the conspiracy to keep real people from looking into it?
I don't know. It's like it's closer here since it's a Swedish case, so I haven't looked into it so very, very deep.
Do you think when it's closer to home, for instance, in your country, that it makes it more real to you?
Yeah, I do. It's much easier to investigate something if it's closer to home. Like 9/11 is not so. So close to me, and I don't know how. If you want to find the dead people in the database, how I should do. But if it happens close to my home, maybe I can start investigating myself in a better way.
Isn't it interesting how if something happens in our own backyard, we're more likely to think it's true?
Yeah, it is.
Why do we think that? Do you think? What is the reason? Why do people think that could be the truth when it's closer to home?
Maybe because they think it's harder to lie, or they are familiar with the people involved in the lie.
Right. Okay. So I'm just wondering, over in America, I'm pretty sure there's lots of 9/11 investigators that allegedly disappear mysteriously. That seems to be a good tactic by the controllers or the governors to keep honest people from looking into it because, well, they don't want to die.
No, exactly.
You have considered that maybe perhaps his book was authorized in a way, therefore part of the narrative would be to say that his life would be is threatened, and therefore does add a little more intrigue to the whole affair, the whole book?
Yeah, it could be, but I don't know. He's like everyone I listen to. He's got some pieces that are good, but some other things that I don't agree with. So you have to pick the cherry out of the cake.
That's true. So what do you like about his... I don't know a lot about the Olof Palme story, but I think I heard about it, of course, in 1986 when it allegedly happened. But the only person that I really heard researching it was Ole Damgaard. And fortunately, my predisposition before he started his research was to believe that the Kennedy assassination was staged in every way. Therefore, I couldn't go with his conclusions about Olof Palme being actually killed.
Yeah. When he was here, I think he talked about it was a double that was killed instead of Olof Palme.
It seems like he's already changed his position a little since I talked to him a few years ago.
Yeah, I think he has developed a bit. But he's doing very good videos on media fakery, I think, on all those recent terrorist attacks, if you can say. where he analyzes the pictures, and that I think he's very good at.
And I know we've talked before, but maybe you could give a little more background on your fakeologist 9/11 thoughts, if you have any.
Yeah, I think I started investigating in autumn 2013. And from 9/11, I've started to question other things. And now I'm at the point that I don't know what to believe anymore. So, yeah.
Are you, sure. Do you go along with my point of view that 9/11 was just a hyper-realistic drill portrayed as real and the media was used to sell it as a real event?
Yeah, I'm all with you there. I try to promote your radio channel as much as I can because I think it's very good for waking people up to fakeology.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, it seems to be the most sensible, most logical, and the simplest explanation. You want to keep everything under control. It seems to work. It's in my mind, it's definitely stood the test of time. Whether people are becoming more and more awake to the fakeology is, I'm not too sure. I think the whole idea about fake news has been co-opted by Mr. Trump, and you couldn't have asked for a bigger voice to take fake news to new levels and control it. I think, unfortunately, he's taken fake news and made it news that he disagrees with. That's where the word fake news has been co-opted. Instead of media fakery with the intelligence agencies creating fake stories and staged events and doing simultaneous drills, he's made fake news just sound like stuff that he disagrees with, which doesn't help psychology at all. So he's really taken the word away almost from us, fakery.
Yeah, maybe he does. But I'm all with you with the media fakery, but sometimes it tells that there's nothing to worry about. But I actually think it's a lot of things to worry about because the media fakery is the tool for the elite to fool us, to be slaves of this system and work for our own destruction in the end. Here in Sweden, it's getting worse. Rapidly now for every year.
Do you get media fakery, hyper realistic drills portrayed as real in Sweden?
Yeah, I think so. But we had a terrorist attack in Stockholm. I think it was a man who blew himself up, but it was no one killed, so it blew over in not so long time.
When was that?
2010, I believe, before the election.
What was the conference all about, and where was that?
You mean today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was downtown. I got an invitation by email, and I thought it would be interesting to see. And yeah, it was good to listen to him. And I always try to raise my hand and ask questions where I think that they have not reached all the way, just to get them into the track that they should question media all the way. Not they cannot trust any information from the media.
And what kind of reaction do you get?
I think many don't understand what I talk about. Like I have explained the theory about 9/11, that what we saw was a pre-recorded movie and something else happened in the reality, that they blew the Twin Towers with explosives and nobody filmed it. And it's very hard to just explain such a simple thing. They can't put it before themselves in their minds. It takes a very long time before they get it.
So the meeting was with just Ole Damgaard. That was just his show.
Yeah, when he was here, it was just his show. But I've seen him before in Open Mind Conference, as I told you the last time we spoke. And I've been here two or three times, I think, in Gothenburg.
He lives in Spain, I think. I heard him recently with interviewed by Sage of Quay, Mike somebody. He did an interview with Ole. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. I can't catch up with everything. I have a lot of podcasts like you to listen to, and a lot of books in my bookshelf to read. And also, I drive a truck like you, so it's not.
Oh, do you play podcasts in your truck?
Yeah, and in lunch, but I drive distribution, so it's a lot of stops, so it's hard to be concentrated and listen.
Yeah, that's true. Do a lot of stops, so that's hard to put something in your ear to listen to them, or.
Yeah, but sometimes in lunchtime I sit and listen, and on my way to the work and back home it's 40 minutes by bus, so then I can sit and listen.
Very good. What podcast do you listen to?
It's your podcast. I'm catching up the last shows. Yeah, but some I can't get hold of. I use the tool to the torrent tool to download.
Okay.
Some episodes are not playable, and the first ones are not ordered in any episode number. So I will start listening to them now.
Can you not download them directly off the site?
No, it's very hard, but I've downloaded the torrent file you have, and it's the only way I find to download old episodes, because it's very hard to scroll down to the episode on the site.
Is that BitLove you're talking about? I don't care.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
So BitLove doesn't have them all?
I think it have them all, but some are not playable when I take them down.
I gotta find that now. BitLove, download BitLove torrents. Let's just look here.
So I have episode 33, Simon Shack, and episode 34, Red Libra and Robin Fisher. And
broke up there.
I get the file down with Simon Shack and Wade Little and Robin Fisher, episode 33 and 34, for example. And
I'm just trying to figure out how you got to that, because I'm looking at it now and I can only get the last 10 episodes here from. What do you download them to? What kind of device?
My computer.
Oh, your computer. Okay.
Then I put them over to my cell phone and listen to them.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, let me give you a hint here, because it's good to hear that people are actually trying to make this work. There is a really good answer program that I use. It's called Resilio. It used to be called BitTorrent Sync. You want to download all the shows, okay?
Yeah, I use that. But some of them are corrupt.
Are they really?
Yeah, for me they are. But the best way is to use Podcast Addict, but there I only get the last 60 or 70 shows. The first 100 is not showing. Do you know why?
No, I think it has something to do with the feed. You've used Resilio before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Episode 33, that's here. Let's see if that plays. Forums when it comes to telling about media.
Friend of mine, when you're on one of these,
that's still good. Okay. Yeah, some of the earlier ones, I didn't put episode numbers. I think I'll just rename some of them here. From here. Okay. Yeah, some of the Robin ones didn't get an episode number. I see that.
Yeah. It's a treasure to listen to. I've learned a lot and got a lot of tips and so.
I appreciate that.
I try to spread the message here in Sweden. And since I'm a member of the group Kibono, who invites different lecture holders, maybe we can, I'm in a position that I can spread the message also. But it's very hard. People think I'm a tinfoil hat, like my name is, but I don't care anymore, since I know I will have right in have been right in the end.
That's very good. Well, like I said, BitTorrent Sync or Resilio is your best bet. I think you should give that a whirl. I've got the latest show, all shows of note, latest shows of note, audio chats. They're all there. I'll put a link to all shows. I'll send you a link here in TeamSpeak. That one? Try clicking that just for fun, see what happens. Do you see it?
No, it is sent as a message. Oh, there it is.
Click that link.
Yeah, it was that I used when I downloaded the files.
Okay, so you've clicked that.
Yes.
Because I don't see why the file should be corrupt. You have all the files in your directory? Do they all come through?
Yeah,
I don't see why.
Episode 1, 2, 3, and then it jumps to 25.
Yes.
But when I put the marker over them, some of them shows the length of the show, and I can play it. But for the 33rd show, for example, and some other, it doesn't show any length of the show. And when I play it, it says it's corrupt. But it's where it's where because the file says it has a name, but then it doesn't have a title or a participant. I can't play it.
Okay. Does it play on your computer?
No.
All I can recommend is delete it and then try and bring it back, maybe. I don't really have any other suggestions.
Yeah. Okay.
At least you're trying. That's good to hear.
Yeah. I like the old shows because, you had a little bit more spark then because it was fresh and so on. But now... since you have said lately that it takes a lot of time to invite guests and be available at the time when they can, so it's a bit hard in the end to keep up.
Yeah, it really is. That's at least that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. It's difficult.
Yeah, but it seems it's better to do quality shows and a bit fewer. Instead of putting a long shows where you have to pick the beats out of it, I stopped listening to it.
I agree. But I would like to get a few more guests as my schedule becomes more solid.
Yeah. But will you, do you think you will pick up the Fakeologist radio shows, or do you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still on my mind. There's no doubt. I want to get some more interviews, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
It would be nice to have... when I started, you did some show, but then it was half a year or something, and then nothing came out. But, I have over 100 shows to listen to, so it's... Yeah, I've been catching up now for a year and a half or so, I think.
Well, that's good. Spreading the word, that's good too.
Yeah, I try to. It's a very good information you have on because it's first when a big mass can see through the lies that we can do a big change of our society, which is needed. We can't live like this, in like we do in our modern society, where much longer you can see the United Nations Agenda 2030 or Agenda 21 here in Sweden. We are building like crazy, and everyone should be moving into the city, and no one knows how to farm the land anymore. So we are sitting ducks when the elite choose to pull the plug.
Yeah, I agree. Don't know anything about getting back to the land.
No, me neither. And here, I think the EU have made farmers incapable of taking care of their farm. They to have an efficient farm, you have to buy other farms and put it together to a big company. And even then, it's hard to keep up. And many milk farmers are closing down, and a lot of groceries are getting imported instead of manufactured here in Sweden. It's so crazy, so you can't.
Well, it's probably cheaper. It's usually just all money, really.
Yeah. Money is the source, but money is worth nothing. It's the resources that are worth something, and everything is manufactured in China and other countries in Europe, and so we are getting specialists. Can do a very tiny bit of a big, huge operation, and if something comes in the big machine, some grain of stones, then no one will know how to survive anymore.
When you talk to the other people at this conference, what kind of people do you get? Is it mostly old white guys, these conferences?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not so many young people. They are caught in the education system and making careers. So it's many older people who have been seeing the change in all their lives. They are terrified.
The older people are terrified?
Yeah, they try to tell their grandchildren, and it's not like you're looking up to the elderly here anymore. They are just old-fashioned, who don't know how to behave in the new, brave new world.
Well, I've got a couple other sub-blogs here. I don't know if you're aware. Link to them on the right side of fakeologist.com. One of them is called moreab.fakeologist.com. And that's where I do some posts on stuff that's not fakeologist related, but I'm still interested in. And a lot of it is crossover from my fakeologist research. If you're interested in seeing some of my other posts and views, you can go there. One of the ones I like that I did recently is feminine versus masculine nature. Very, very interesting piece by somewhat colorful transvestigator named John Humanity. And not everyone likes his approach. Not everyone likes his calling out of certain groups and screeching about, he's just a man, he's just a man. But the guy is a smart guy. I'll give him that. He is a very sharp guy. He's some very smart and interesting social insights. Let me just play a bit of this.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel, John Humanity here. Today's video is going to be another video about feminism, but it's going to be more focused on the natural state of women and the natural state of men, because I've been watching a lot of videos on feminism, especially in the past 2 days, just because I get some questions about... I get some questions, but I got a really specific question that I really want to answer. It was a woman who said that she wanted a video about the specific differences between men and women. And also, like, I've been getting a lot of floods of, like, women who are a little butthurt about what I have to say about women, and they don't really understand. I guess people respond to what they assume is being said based on programming instead of just listening to what I have to say and critically analyzing it. So I get a lot of comments like that. I mean, if you don't listen to what I say and you are just responding to the own narrative in your head, I have no time for that. I'm sorry to tell you, because it happens so often on so many topics. It happens in history. It happens in psychology. It happens. I mean, I've seen so many YouTubers, especially the conspiracy YouTubers, who talk about this issue. People just responding to what they think is being said instead of actually what's being said. Happens all the time. Happens on the internet all the time. Happens because people are basing everything based upon the lowest level of brain function. It's not a high critical level, like actually analyzing things as they are happening. It's just you're basing your reactions based upon experiences that you've had before instead of the experience you're having right now. So everything is a reference to something in the past and information that you've gathered from the past. This is why the school indoctrination system works. This is why why people don't wake up. This is why people can't accept reality. So anyway, what I want to talk about, I'm going to get into it now. Basically, I've watched a bunch of videos of women getting socked in the face by men after hitting them and after just what feminism has brought, true equality, I guess you could say. And why is it so cringy? Why does it bring such a visceral feeling of disgust when we see a woman getting hit? When we see a woman.
All right, that's enough of that. But that's just a taste of some of the guys' views. But what's feminism like in Sweden?
Oh, it's very highly promoted here. Men shouldn't be men anymore, but feminized. And the prime minister actually told that he's a feminist. So, Sweden is the experiment country for the elite. So you can hear what's coming to you later.
Yes, I always thought Sweden is on the cutting edge of the new world order, the one world order, basically. The new world order is just the old world order updated. Nothing has changed, really. Let me play another post that I listened to today. It's by a podcaster. I don't know his name. He calls himself Deep Thoughts. He smokes a cigar and says he edits out the puffs. But he's actually a pretty smart guy. And he does a lot of fakeologist and non-fakeologist type podcasts. He's quite smart. And he did a podcast on capitulation, which he thinks that the people in the intelligence agencies that are running the place are going to have a choice very soon whether to keep promoting their nonsense or to let us know what's going on and just tell the truth instead of lying so we can get on with figuring out space travel, figuring out the nature of the planet, figuring out where the energy, if there's any free energy at all in the world, and that kind of thing. So I'll give you a taste of this guy now. It's funny listening to the music because when I listen to all the podcasts, I listen to that 1.5 or 1.45 speed. So this is a lot slower than the sound that I listen to. That's how I get through so many podcasts. It sounds fine at 1.5 speed, by the way.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Deep Thoughts. This seemed to be chilly day. Totally ready for summer. So today's episode is going to be a little bit hard to title. At this exact moment, I'm not going to try, but I'll tell you what this is going to be about. There's two sides of the same coin when it comes to, like, what I would say capitulation. People either feel powerless against the image that they have in their brain. They feel like they've joined something, and they're suddenly protected, and they're in this upper echelon of society. Whether it be they're still a slave, like a worker, Secret Service guy, some three-letter word intelligence guy or girl, they feel like they got power, man. They got the juice. And maybe they do. Maybe they have sort of some temporary ability to move around the world in a way that they couldn't before. I guess those are the main two categories. If I told any one of you that you're a product of your thoughts, you probably wouldn't argue with me. However, and this may not be directly at the listeners, this may be something we just sort of powwow about, and you take it where you can take it, and I'll take it where I can take it. There's something I think is really valuable about this time in history. Right before the election in 2016, again, I go to smoke lounges from time to time, and it gets, you get your regulars, and the regulars typically kind of harmonize into one belief system, primarily. And then you'll get some stragglers that come in. We're friends of a friend or whatever, and we talk. And you'll hear these helpless opinions, is what I call them. They go something like this. They'll say, well, I'm going to definitely vote for this person, but the other person's going to win because they can rig the election. They're part of the establishment. You know, they got more experience throwing votes, and they got friends in high places. Well, you know that they're going to win. But I'm with you. I wish this other person could win. And you hear variations on that all over life. And it's a sick frame of mind. Somehow you want something, you just immediately give up in your mind
All right, that's enough of deep thoughts, but somebody might be interested in listening to that. That's Deep Thoughts. He has a podcast, and he's on YouTube as well. Here's another thing. I've always been interested in politics and the left-right paradigm, even though I know it's more contrived than ever. Here's an interesting video on the gender pay gap. Bunked. There really was a pay gap, and possibly all the men would be fired. So take a listen to this.
Women in the United States and in Western Europe are the freest and most liberated in human history. In many ways, they are not merely doing as well as men, they are doing better. Women's emancipation is one of the glories of Western civilization, one of the great chapters in the history of freedom. But why, then, are those in the women's movement, such as the leaders and members of activist groups like the National Organization for Women, professors in women's studies departments at our colleges, and many women in the media, why are they still so dissatisfied? These feminists hardly acknowledge women's progress. Yes, they concede that some advances have been made, but the fact that most women reject their activist brand of feminism and think of themselves as free is, for this crowd, proof of just how entrenched patriarchy and inequality truly are. Women are so oppressed, they don't even know it. Year after year, these activists make claims about women in violence, women in depression, women in eating disorders, women in workplace injustice, to support their views. Over the years, I have looked carefully at many of these claims. What I have found is that much of the supporting evidence, mostly victim statistics, is misleading and often flat out wrong. Consider the issue of the so-called gender wage gap. How many times have you heard that for the same work, women receive 77 cents for every dollar a man earns? This charge is constantly repeated by feminist activists and their supporters, yet it is so deeply misleading as to border on outright falsehood. 23-cent gender pay gap is simply the difference between the average earnings of all men and women working full-time. It does not take account for differences in occupations, positions, education, job tenure, or hours worked per week. Our wage gap activists and groups like the American Association of University Women or the National Women's Law Center.
All right, that's an interesting video on YouTube you can listen to. It's dispelling the pay gap myth or feminazi propaganda, I would think. Anyway, that is the moreab.fakeologist.com site. I just want to give you a taste of that and lots of audios and videos. I use my blog more as a Twitter feed in some cases. I don't like to give all my effort to third-party media company like Twitter, rather my own site, and I do tweet out all these posts, but they are on my blog first. They're on my blog first, and that's where you can get to them and comment on them. Now, the other blog I have, not to be confused with fakeologist.com, is flatearth.fakeologist.com. I haven't concluded or made any final decisions on Flat Earth. I have cooled off a bit on the research because now I'm on to EGI, but I still listen to the occasional new thoughts, new voice on Flat Earth, or Ball Earth Skepticism, might be a better word for it. That's how I title the blog, Fakeologist Ball Earth Skeptic. I'll play you a little bit of a YouTube done by Agent S, I think his name is. He's a pretty good podcast. He's going to start a podcast, but he put it on YouTube. I'll listen to a bit of this.
Hey everyone, welcome to what we consider, I guess, to be a...
This guy's got a great radio voice, by the way. Agent S, whatever his name is. Great radio voice. Booming, deep voice, and I think he's come a long way in his investigations on things, so I'll have a little more to listen, a little more listen.
Whole podcast. You might be listening to this show in segments. If you are, go to Agent S. That's me. Go to my YouTube channel, subscribe. You'll be able to see the parts. Or this is going to be a whole podcast on YouTube and possibly in the future iTunes as well. That's all up to you. That's all up to everybody who follows, who subscribes, who gets notified of all the videos to come here on the YouTube channel. We have considered taking this to an audio podcast feed because, quite frankly, there's not enough
subjects that we discuss in audio form.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's pretty dangerous to watch a YouTube video while you drive. So
that's right. That's right.
Who you hear in the background is the actual person that gave me this idea. And it's Curious Jay. He has an incredible YouTube channel, a lot of great stuff. And the great thing about when we talk is that we're at different walks in our journey for truth. You're a little further along in some ways.
In some areas.
Yeah. In some areas. In other areas, I seem to have invested more time in that amount of research. So we learn off of each other
right.
every time we talk. So today, you're going to school me because the subject we're talking about, once again, why not in the first full episode talk about the most polarizing subject, even amongst conspiracy believers, truth seekers, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And do you want to tell them?
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk flat Earth. And
the first one sounded good, too.
Yeah, that one as well. We may talk that, too. I think it is. It's super polarizing, as we've seen, but it's also a rapidly growing for the last year and a half, 2 years. And, you know, we thought about it and we said, you know, what if we took – there's so many aspects in the flat Earth debate, right? My opinion, before I looked into this shouldn't even be a debate. It shouldn't even
Which is what most people in mainstream or haven't researched this. They think it's an open and shut. Reaction. Open and shut.
Yeah, it's like.
By the way, Folius Hattis, I see you've rejoined us. What's your research on the ball Earth? What level are you at on that research?
I still think it's around the Earth, but you can't be sure. But I looked at the flat Earth arguments, and I can't agree with some of them. After making own observations.
All right, that's fair enough. What do you think about? What do you think about NASA in general? Are they telling the truth at all?
No, it's total fakery. It is. So it will be quite interesting now because David Icke is coming here 22nd of April, I think. And I just read his book, The Perception Deception, and there he refers to NASA as some kind of authority organization. He has a lot of friends there. But I've heard when he was here the last time, it was no room for questions after 10-hour speak. So I don't know if I can ask him about that.
A lot of his friends are actual deceivers, NASA. Interesting. What do you think of the images from NASA? If you don't believe in them, then what's the problem showing us the actual shape of the Earth from however high up they can go?
Yeah, I don't think they can get very far, as your theory is. But going from there to saying the Earth is flat, it's a long way. It's not enough to say that you can't photograph it from outer space.
What are they hiding then? Are they hiding the shape of the Earth?
No, I don't think so. I think they want to manipulate us, and our thoughts should be based on lies from beginning to end, and that's a good way to control us.
Well, I think that the flat Earth probably shouldn't be confused, or the ball Earth skepticism shouldn't be confused with NASA's fakery, but you can't help linking the two. Therefore, we have to wonder, what are they covering up? What are they hiding? What is the true nature of the Earth? Here's another podcast that Deep Thoughts did on the flat Earth. He thinks the Earth is definitely probably flat. And he has some nasty words about Joe Rogan, who is a big podcaster, we are told. And Joe Rogan was skeptical or didn't believe in the moon missions at one point. And apparently in this video that I'm going to play a bit of, he says he flipped and now he does think NASA went to the moon. Now, the whole video, he doesn't really explain why he thinks that. He just alleges that he looked into it a little more and he's not smart enough to figure out the science. So I won't play the whole video, but I just thought I'd play a little bit if you wanted to hear Joe Rogan and who he was.
Hello, freak bitches. I got a question for you.
I can't stand the guy. I can't stand his style. I can't stand anything about the way he talks. But he's popular, we're told. So I just thought I'd try and listen to him a bit, and here's a bit more.
Hey, man. Okay. I've been a fan of you for a long time, right? So what?
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I appreciate you. Appreciate it. What made you make the switch from like being a moon landing denier to like?
That's a good question.
Crazy if we didn't. If you don't.
No, I don't think we're crazy. No, this is my take on it. Absolutely. I don't know enough about astrophysics, about space travel, right, about the science that's, you know, the work that's been done about how to get a rocket to the moon and back. Right. I definitely don't know enough.
It's rocket science.
And I've looked at a lot of very compelling documentaries that explain why they think it was hoaxed. And they'll show you some footage, and you can look at some of the footage, and it looks fake as fuck. There's some footage that, to me, looks really doctored.
To this day.
Okay. You ever seen ones where it looks like they're on wires, like the astronauts are on wires?
I have.
There's some where there's a video where they look like they're on trampoline. They're bouncing around on trampolines.
Mm-hmm.
The physics are different in different videos. This is where it gets weird. Like, the physics are different from the Apollo 11 moon landing. We see them waddle around on the surface of the moon. They're moving at, like, half speed. And then you see them in other ones, like the one where they bounce around the air. You're like, why? They're moving different. They're in the same thing, but it looks different. The first one was very grainy. They showed it on a projection screen.
Right.
There's a couple different possibilities. One possibility is it just looks weird because it's on the moon and your brain is trying to interpret it and your brain's going, well, that's fake because you don't really understand what 1/6 Earth's gravity really does to a body.
It is, yeah.
That's one possibility. Yeah. Another possibility, which has been shown to be true, is that some of the stuff that they passed off as being legitimate photographs of space travel was actually test runs where they blacked out the background and pretended that they were in space. And there's one really clear example of this. It's Michael Collins. Michael Collins, who was a guy who was aboard Apollo 11.
Right.
And Gemini 15. There's a photo of him in the middle of a what is it when they walk around outside the spacewalk? They call it spacewalk? Yeah. Why does that seem like a bad word? It's like spacewalk? Like, if it doesn't seem like that's the official title. Well, he's in the middle of a spacewalk.
It's probably something more.
Yeah.
A little more syllables.
Yeah, something slicker. Anyway, so he's doing the spacewalk, and he's got this harness on. He's holding on to this, like, thing. And it was apparently just an image that had already been published of him in a training exercise. And they blacked out the background and flipped the picture upside down. The same exact photo. Same exact photo. I mean, people have lined it up and switched it over. It's the same photo. It's just been edited. So the one on the left was them practicing how to use these. I guess that the harness is some sort of a thing that he's hanging on to. Right, I guess it moves him around a little bit.
Right.
We're trying to practice it.
All right, that's a bit of Joe Rogan. Again, I don't like the guy, but apparently lots of people do. And I don't know, have you ever heard of Joe Rogan?
No, I haven't.
Okay, then. Well, probably wouldn't like him too much. Anyway, I just had a few minutes to do a quick audio chat. I just wanted to go through some of my blogs and just a few of the things on the blogs. I'm going to have to take off in just a minute. Just let me see what else I have on fakeologist.com. I'll quickly bring that up before I take a hike. Okay, I've got a good couple good posts on fakeologist.com, which is the main forum. And I just want to acknowledge Curious as a great contributor to the website. He presses the donate button way too often, but I appreciate that. Friend Patrick also the donation. So anyone who just wants to send a small donation, that's fine. That's not the purpose of the site, but some people like to show their support, and that's the best way to do it, other than commenting. If you can't comment, contribute bucks here and there is fine as well, but that definitely is not the purpose of the blog. So don't feel obligated. But I just posted something on Jeff Bezos, Miles Mathis, who may or may not be given to us, the good investigation in the genealogy files on Jeff Bezos, who is allegedly one of the richest people in the world running Amazon. And basically, Miles came to the conclusion that Jeff Bezos is just another potential front man from a rich family. Probably doesn't have a lot to do with the company's success because most of these companies are financed by the military-industrial complex, InQtel, other CIA fronts. That was quite interesting. I put a couple of links to Clues Forum where they discuss Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and who really owns the world, the 80 or 13 or 300 families. So that's a post I did there. There's another post on Alex Jones. I dug up some old pictures of Alex Jones as a child, and that would sort of, if they are real pictures and really are him, they look very similar to him, and sort of puts the Alex Jones, his Bill Nye potential psyop to bed. I'm not sure about that one. I think it's more of a distraction. I agree. It looks very similar. They look very similar, and the teeth are very similar. And we all know that they use dental records to identify people. But it's one of those cases where I'm only about 80% convinced they're the same person, but not enough. I just can't say it. And it's when you see these child shots of what would be what looks like a young Alex Jones, it's hard to say that's Bill Hicks. So I don't know what you think about that, Folius Hadius.
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, we'll take a look at fakeologist.com. Another post was one by on Paula Gloria. It was on the Howard Stern Show quite a few years back. She talks about no planes, and this is just another case of potentially staged conspiracy theorists going on mainstream media and being ridiculed and mincemeated. And it's quite possible that this was staged as well. I've been told by many people that it was staged, and it did make people that question these things look stupid. Alrighty then. Well, first thing, I'm going to have to wrap it up. It's time for a little food. Thank you for joining me, Folius Hadius. I wish I had more time to talk to you, but I have things to do.
Yeah, and it's late here, so I will go to bed pretty soon. So, that's good for me, too.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks again for joining me, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, okay.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Prasayan. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.